Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I've entitled my message, The Lord of the Altar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Establishing altar in our homes brings the lordship of Christ into fruition. Hallelujah. Establishes the lordship. Let me tell you, our families are a target. If you didn't know about it, you've got an enemy. The Bible says you must be sober, vigilant. Amen. It says so in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, because he will overcome you anyway. Is that what it says? Resist them steadfast in the faith. So as we establish and have altar in our homes, we become steadfast in it. Amen. We set it. We do not allow anything to stop it. You know, Peter was speaking here to the church, and Peter knew about the ministry of Paul, because we notice Peter says later on, Paul speaks a revelation that's difficult to understand for some people. And he said how God worked unusual miracles through Paul's ministry. He sent handkerchiefs and people get healed. And yeah, Peter's speaking to the church and he tells them, you must do something about the devil. He doesn't say, you know, resist the devil. And I want you to please send to the Apostle Paul for some of those handkerchiefs. Peter doesn't say that. Amen. What does he say? You resist the devil. You establish the lordship of Christ in your home. If he tells you to resist the devil, it's because you have the ability to do so. You have the authority to do so. You have the power to do so. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. We establish the lordship of Jesus in our family through the altar, because that's the place then where we become familiar with the word, where we start both hearing and doing. I want to say this. Doing the word establishes the power of the word. Hearing the word shows us the authority of the word, but doing the word establishes the power of the word. How many of you heard the gospel many times but never got saved? Until the day that you did what the word says, you believed and confessed, and then the power of the gospel came into your life. Everybody say, doing brings power. Amen. So it's a message that the Lord's been brewing for a long time, my spirit, and I want to preach it one day. You know, how to transform authority into power. Amen. Because every saint has the authority. Amen. But power is developed. So we'll speak about that a little bit more. But his word brings power into our home. When Jesus is Lord of our home, his words transforms us and brings power into our homes. Because it's not the hearers, but the doers of the word that experiences the power of the word. And when you lift your hand, say, it's not only the hearers, but the doers of the word who experience the power of the word. For the power of the altar to be established and the lordship of Christ to come in your home, we need to be doers. Amen. We watch over the word. We do the word. Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm just kind of cutting through my message because I've got 7 minutes left. Pray for the pastor. Amen. What does it mean when Jesus is Lord of your home? Lordship means his word has authority in my life. Lordship means his command demands obedience from me. When he's Lord of my life, I obey his word. I do his word. I call him master. Amen. To say he is Lord of my life but not doing his word belies it. The Bible says in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do? So when we spend time, and that's why last week I spoke to you about the Holy Ghost, who enables us to do. He brings the power to do. Because when you read the word and you spend time under the unction of the Holy Ghost, he empowers us to live that word. How do you know the word is supernatural? You cannot live the word in the natural. It's supernatural. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many of you, when you look back in your life, can't believe how God has changed your life? Amen. Why? Because the Holy Ghost brings power to our lives. But we need to realize that it establishes the lordship of Christ in our home. So it brings authority into your mouth and into your heart. And when the lordship of Christ is established in your home, order is set in your home. Amen. Somebody say order. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to move a little bit forward because I want to get to this point here. When you establish the lordship of Christ in your home, an immediate supernatural umbrella of protection comes on your home. When God is an authority in your home, demons cannot enter. You establish a realm where the kingdom is set, hallelujah, where demons cannot be. When the authority of Christ is in your home, you're no longer an easy target. Hello. You're not an easy target. I notice that as the lordship of Christ increases in a life, random events reduces. Random things just don't start happening to you anymore. Just, a curse from where you don't know. Troubles come from where you don't know. People have access. Because now the enemy can't get to you. He has to strategize and devise a very clever plan to get past your defenses. Amen. When the authority of Christ is established in our homes through the word of God, it's like a person having a fence around them. Amen. It's like in your home. If you've got no fence, random people can just walk through your yard. You know, dogs, just random dogs run through, ransack your bins, messes the place up. But the moment you put a fence around, you establish a place, a realm of authority where the enemy cannot just get in like he wants. Amen. In fact, you establish the authority of God, the kingdom of God, in your realm. You set a border about you, and the enemy cannot get in. Somebody say hallelujah. If there's random events happening to you, you need to watch your fence. Hello? Check your fence. See your borders. Make sure your walls are built. Amen. We set those authorities around us through establishing the lordship of Christ in our homes. Hallelujah. Authority brings a barrier, a spiritual protection around you. If there's no authority and there's no protection set, there's no word that you speak over your family and you establish that, what happens is the enemy can just walk straight through because there's no barrier. Hello? So we establish the word of God, and by establishing the word of God, we set borders. In fact, you empower angelic hosts to work on your behalf. How do you know that when Satanists want to have a seance or whatever, they take certain actions and they say certain things to conjure up evil spirits? Hello? You didn't know that? You know, some of you, you wonder why random things happen, but you read the stars. You read your tea leaves. You let people read your palm and say, oh, I see a tall, dark stranger. You allow them, and then you wonder, where did the enemy get an access? Because you broke the wall down. We don't have those things in our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. We don't have those things. We don't do those things. We set a border. We set a shield. And we activate the power of God. In fact, the more you do that, the more you establish that, the more angels have work, are authorized to work in your life. I prophesy today angelic activity in your home. Amen. Miracles, signs and wonders, angels activated and empowered through the lordship of the word of God in your home to bring to pass the promises of God, because they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heir of salvation. Somebody say hallelujah. Psalm 91 verse 4 says, his truth shall be your shield and protection. Verse 9 says, for because you have made Adonai the Most High, who is my refuge, your dwelling place, no disaster will happen to you. No calamity will come near your home. When you recognize calamity coming, you rebuke that thing. You know it cannot get to you. Hello? For he will order his angels to care for you and to guard you. In Jesus' name, we enable the angels to care for you, to guard you, to set a shield about you. Hallelujah. Because he loves me, I will rescue him. Because he knows my name, I will protect him. By establishing the altar, the angels of God are enabled and they set like sentinels around you. They can't come near you. Hallelujah. I remember when we were, you know, young and we were doing border duty up at the Zimbabwe border. There was, infiltration coming, terrorism coming. And the farmers would have these huge fences around their farms, electric fences. And the one day we were doing a patrol, and they told us to go and see this farmer. We got to his farm, and he said, man, there were some people here, this and that. And so we chased after them, and we caught them. And when we caught this guy, we said to him, what happened? Because the farmer's fences weren't working. We said, didn't you know they don't work? He says, we knew. That's why we came. He says, but when we got there, he says, we couldn't, as we came towards, he says, there was these huge people standing around. He says, and fear hit us. He says, we ran. He says, in fact, that's why you could trace us, because we ran so hard. We didn't take time to cover our tracks. But it struck me. He says there were these huge people. He says they were 10 foot tall, gleaming. We know that those were angels. He says they were a shield. They were standing around and we couldn't get near. Hallelujah. When the lordship of Christ is established in your home, you are not an easy target. Somebody say, I'm not an easy target. I will not be an easy target. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, I firmly believe you do everything you can to protect yourself. I don't believe that you should say, no, there's angels, I don't have a fence, I don't have a door, you know. No, you still do what's wisdom. Amen. But when things fail, the angels are there. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we wake up in the morning and the door's unlocked. By mistake, not on purpose, but the door's unlocked. I said, oh my God. And I walk outside, the gate's also standing open. Amen. Because he's a shield. He's a protection. The lordship of God, the authority of the kingdom, the authority of his word establishes a blessing and a protection. Amen. About you. And because of that, I can declare to you today, no evil will befall you. Amen. He will watch over you. He will give his angels charge concerning you. In fact, when his lordship is established, it's not only protection, but there's a divine enablement of angels. Their activities increase. I see an increased angelic activity for the saints of the house. Hallelujah. When angels are active, you start making divine connections. Hallelujah. Opportunities come your way. Amen. Order starts happening. The bottom becomes the top. The top becomes the bottom. Every plan of the enemy gets turned on his head and works together for good for you, because there's something different about your home. Amen. The authority of God is set in your home. When you plan something and that plan is not a good plan, the Holy Ghost will stop you from making those plans. The angels will make it impossible. Amen. You all know I invest in properties. There's some properties that my wife and I, we love the property. I mean, everything is good. Everything is right. Yeah, this is the one. And it's just impossible. Can't do it. Amen. And then a few years later, you look back and say, oh, thank God I never bought that home. The whole neighborhood went down. God shielded, God protected us. Amen. You know, one person said to me, oh, Pastor John, you got so much wisdom and property. I've got so much protection. Amen. The lordship of God. He is the Lord of the altar. It's his word that is established in our homes. So as we do that, take authority. How do you establish his lordship? Well, you declare his word. You speak his word. Amen. You speak his promises of your family, of your children. There's much that I wanted to preach today. But as you speak that, his lordship, angels hearken to the sound of his voice in your home. Are you with me? And his authority is made manifest in your home. In fact, as I was preparing this message, I saw the Spirit of God bring divine connections and open doors. Hallelujah. And blessing you. Because it's no good taking 3 steps forward and 1 step backwards. You know, no. When you move forward, you want to make sure your home is protected. Amen. That you're shielded. What's the use of gaining the world and losing your children? Amen. You want to advance. You want to raise your children. You want to be a shield about them. You want God to protect them. The hand of God to be on them. So you speak the word and you do the word. And the more you do that, the more you establish the authority of God in your home. The quickest way to make sure that your children don't walk in the blessing is to be a hypocrite in your home. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll preach to this side of the church. The quickest way to ensure that your children do not walk in your footsteps is to be a hypocrite. They see straight through you. Amen. You do what you say. Hello. Amen. You must gain their trust. Spend time with them. Speak into their lives. Be an example. And to be an example takes discipline. Amen. I told you, I asked Pastor Fred, what's the greatest attribute a Christian needs to be a success? I thought he's going to say faith or love or, you know, one of these great, he says the greatest attribute for success is discipline. Amen. Discipline. Do the right thing. Amen. You know when it's the hardest to do the right thing? When you feel like doing the wrong thing. Amen. You know it's wrong. But you just feel like, I want to just get the God just once, Jesus. Amen. I will repent afterwards. This one person said, Lord, let me minister the fivefold ministry to this man. And afterwards, no. You submit. You establish the authority of the word. And the more you become exercised with it, the more your family becomes familiar with it, and the more the authority of God gets established in your home. Amen. Everybody say, through my obedience and through practicing the word, I establish the lordship of Christ in my home. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you now, Father, for your lordship, for the word of God, for the authority established. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word, doing your word, speaking your word, establishing your word. We thank you now that you establish your kingdom, your power in each and every home. We'll experience the dominion of God. We activate the angels of God around our homes, Lord, and your blessing, Father. In Jesus' name, I release angelic activity. I release the activities of the kingdom. We establish your glory and your power in each and every home. We thank you now, Father, being Lord of the altar and establishing husbands and wives, mothers and fathers as priests, as kings in our home. Lord, I declare over this house, not one home will be an easy target. Not one home will be an easy target. But Father, you set a shield about them. I speak the blessing and the protections of God. I thank you there'll be no random events in our lives, but the blessing of God. Your hand on each and every one. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.